Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hurricane Beryl is expected to drench parts of the Texas Gulf Coast in the coming days. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A piece of metal twisting in the wind at a Cancun resort as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Power is out in many places. 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected to fall as the storm marches to the west-northwest. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Beryl will weaken from crossing land, but will likely regain hurricane strength over the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days.
Heavy rainfall along the northeastern Mexico, lower and middle Texas coast, beginning late Sunday and into Monday.
Rip currents will also be a threat. Hurricane Beryl's blamed for nearly a dozen deaths as it tore through the Windward Islands earlier in the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After 14 years in government, Britain's Conservative Party suffered a crushing defeat to Labour in Thursday's election. The party of Winston Churchill now faces an internal struggle for its soul and future direction. What's next for Britain after the election? And who is the UK's next Prime Minister, Keir Starmer? VOA Steve Miller spoke with Henry Ridgewell in London.
Sir Keir Starmer, as he's known in Britain, is a figure widely known, of course, because of the election campaign and because he's led Labour since the resignation of Jeremy Corbyn. But perhaps his background is less known. He started off as a human rights lawyer. He was a Labour activist in his university and early 20s. In his later legal career, he actually became the chief prosecutor and was responsible for prosecuting high-profile crimes, including terrorism court cases here in Britain.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell. For additional stories,